Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the cool place where all the cool kids hang out, crabdiving.com. However the hell you're receiving us, we appreciate the heck out of it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on over there?
Sorry, I'm distracted. I fucked with my microphone and my spit screen, or my windscreen.
No, it's a pop screen, actually, isn't it?
My pop screen, and now it's just all discombobulated. Anyway, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be here, as I said, for the next couple of hours, slinging our fun shit at you. Hopefully not hitting you in the eye.
Oh, yeah. By the way, follow us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I put up fucking promo up.
Promo. It's a X-rated promo. Yes.
Been a funny picture of Hillary winking. I thought it was kind of funny. But I accidentally...
She's having a stroke!
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. She lost control of one eye. Right. She's not fit to be president. So let's go with the child rapist.
It's proof.
I accidentally put two of that picture up on Twitter rather than just one, but who fucking cares?
Oh, there you go. Follow us on the Twitter and follow us on the Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like. We cast our eyeballs over at that occasionally. That's at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Or hell, tweet us 24/7. We love Twitter interactions. That's at Crab Diving, as I said. And also our Facebook feed.
Oh, yes.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. Where all kinds of cool humans hang out, and we have memes and shit and stuff that we don't get to here on the show, stuff we do get to,
right,
et cetera.
There's a whole show going on over there on Facebook, man.
There is. Actually, I think the two pictures is kind of funny on
is it really?
The way it looks on, yeah. On the Twitter side by side.
I wanted to find like a funny picture of her, but not one where, you know, like Matt Drudge would use, where she looks like she's, I don't know, like stroking out.
Or Skeksis or something.
God, they find the worst goddamn pictures.
Unflattering pictures.
Yeah, I mean, really, is there someone they put worse pictures of up?
Well, Obama occasionally,
no,
but you know they're pretty
like
misogynistic over there. So
yeah,
they find whatever most unflattering they can of her.
Speaking of, do you know there's a movie coming out about Obama's life in Chicago when he met Michelle, and it's all about him being a community organizer?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Put on by people that are good evil?
No, it looks like people that are good. It looks like a rom-com, actually, about Michelle and Barack. But it looks kind of boring, to be honest.
Right.
I mean...
Rock on.
No, I mean, do we want to see
it,
the movie about Trump meeting Melania? That would be more entertaining.
There's a shipping container.
No, it's a movie.
At the port, down with Christie.
Is it true?
Greeting the new shipment.
Hey,
I apologize. It was horrible.
Right. Hey, I put that story out.
She was a well accomplished person back in Estonia.
Latvia?
Estonia.
Who the fuck knows? On Facebook.com/crabdiving, I put a story up there about her being an escort when she first arrived in the States.
Alleged.
Alleged.
because they're starting to sue the fuck out of people.
Oh, really?
I saw a story over Crooks and Liars is one of my newer favorite comedy pinko liberal sites. And they put up a post showing the letter they got and the email they got from the lawyers, a cease and desist, spreading that stuff that they had. Now, we didn't put it out as a blog post or anything like that. We just shared on our Facebook page. Yeah, but I mean,
if it's true, who cares?
I'm just saying they're going out, you know, they're going after it like crazy.
But like, you know, I had some comments like, why do we care? Why are we going to get down in the gutter and report on stuff like that? Because it's in the news, stupid, and it's interesting. And who gives a fuck?
Have you listened to our show?
Yeah. God damn it. I hate when people say you're just giving this person more time. My fucking God. We have lots of listeners, but we're a podcast on iTunes with a very active Facebook community. I mean, we're not fucking CNN.
Well, right. And
I can cover it. We can cover the story, yeah. Can't we?
And we like to point a light and shine the light on that shit. I mean, I guess you're saying they're making them more famous, but we didn't create the story. Like they're like,
I didn't make it up.
Michelle Bachmann, everyone. I've got, you know, we got the story about Michelle Bachmann who's now, she claims, assisting the Trump campaign on foreign policy because, you know, being up there in Minnesota in the suburbs of St. Paul,
right,
with all those angry white people,
go fuck yourself.
There's nothing worse than those Mexicans climbing over that border in Texas to us. Or there's nothing worse than the ISIS or the jihad.
Jihadist.
The point is with this
Melania thing. Okay, so it's alleged that she, and I did say if it's true, if it's alleged that she was an escort, I said, who cares? The only reason I'm posting it is because Trump is running to be the face of the fucking GOP.
Well, right.
And they're the supposed face of family values in this country. And fuck them and their hypocrisy.
Well, right.
Telling us how to live.
Michelle Obama wears a sleeveless gown and they lose their shit. They go crazy. And yet they're eagerly embracing and it's the ones out there who are like, let's bring class back to the White House. Like, well,
oh, come on,
I don't
man.
Have a problem again with what, you know, rock on, work, be a sex worker, be whatever, you know, as long as you're not exploited and which I guess is pretty hard in that business. But if somehow you have your own independence in your career and shit, then rock on.
And let's bring dignity back to the White House. Let's see. We had Jumbo running around there with his dick out.
Yeah. And not the
Nixon.
Yeah. And goddamn revolving door to Kennedy's Lincoln bedroom.
Oh yeah. And to me, the most offensive thing, if you want to talk about like the most immoral thing that went on the White House, how about lying us into that fucking war? I don't care about Lyndon Johnson running about out with his big old sausage flying around. I don't care if Melania is like fucking, I don't care if she used to be a hooker. Who gives a shit?
Speaking of yesterday, I got into a Facebook or YouTube videos of minor league baseball managers losing their shit, which invariably ended up with major league baseball managers losing their shit, which inevitably ended up with
Earl Weaver.
And crack it. Just do yourself a favor and Google Earl Weaver tantrum. And there's 100 of them, but
how tall is he?
92. I think 92 games he was thrown out of, like the record games. Little spitfire of a dude. But then there was did you hear there was a reporter who said that there were multiple times, I guess, that he would go in after the game.
Yes.
Or right after Earl had been thrown out and hit the showers.
Okay.
And go to the Earl's office to interview him.
Yes.
And Earl was sitting there butt naked eating chicken. Is what the guy said. He goes, I did one interview in his office. He just got thrown out. He hit the showers. Sitting there butt naked eating chicken.
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, gave zero fucking shits.
That's so funny.
I don't know how I ended up with
that. They ruined baseball now with this fucking, you can appeal every call. Now you don't get any more arguments. Or if you do, it's just different. They used to be more frequent.
Yeah, right.
I like to see... God, why can't we...
You want more...
Yeah, I want to see people lose their
more of the human error. Well, it's like tennis.
Yes.
I mean, for all those years, McEnroe was screaming for electronics. And now that they kind of got it, now that there's...
Yeah.
You could do that shit in tennis, too. You can appeal, but you still only get a limited number. And they zoom in when they have that special tennis technology now. But a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people want to watch the tennis players lose their shit.
And ironically, John McEnroe is complaining about that. That, I mean, a lot of what made him entertaining was him losing his shit because of a call, because of a bad call. And so,
yeah,
I mean, I know he was a good
player. He was also, amazing.
Amazing and stuff. But would you want to go back in time and erase the chalk?
Defang, chalk flew up. Yeah.
The chalk flew up moment? Would you like to not have that?
Defang, I mean, McEnroe? I don't know.
No, fuck no.
You know, he was really a talented soccer player, too.
Oh, really?
In high school. And he had to make the rich white kid decision. Do I go into soccer or should I be a professional tennis player?
Yeah, I heard him one time. This has nothing to do with current events or the news, but who cares? I heard him one time. He was sitting in on the Chicago Cubs radio broadcast because he was going to sing the seventh inning stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's talking. He's getting interviewed by Pat Hughes and somebody hits a ball. I don't know. And they don't really run it out. Down first base, and McEnroe wouldn't stop talking. He wasn't even making a joke. He's like, that guy didn't hustle at all. I can't believe that.
he tried coaching for a while. I think he coached Andy Roddick for 5 minutes. And I think he even admitted, he's like, it's not my gig.
What happens? He just loses his shit.
Well, yeah, and he probably, him blowing up at the umpire and everything had a lot to do with how he was doing in the match.
Oh, okay.
Or how close the match was. And we heard a lot of it. He was angry with himself.
Right.
Sometimes for playing poorly or not up to what he felt were his own standards.
Jeez.
And he would just rage, take it out on the linesman, the umpire, because he felt, I'm busting my ass out here.
Yeah.
And you're going to fuck me with a bad call.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Fuck
so,
that.
I slithered around the professional tennis circuit in Chicago for a while. I had a couple of gigs that took me to all the tournaments, working the tournaments and shit.
Right.
And I ended up driving some of them a few times, and I ended up hanging out with some of them when I was kind of in charge of
when
some
you played,
shit.
So, did you ever lose your shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you? the referee.
Until I got sponsored, I mean, until they, they gave me free rackets and shit for there was a short period.
I don't blame you.
No, I had learned by that time, but was when I was first starting as a kid. I was, a monster.
Really?
And
that's awesome.
And then
it's the way you should be, man.
But then I realized that after I broke a racket that was at the time rather pricey.
Oh shit!
I realized that that's probably not the way to be. So,
what do you mean a racket? Would you hammer it into the ground?
I threw it at the fence and it shattered. And back that was when.
Oh man, that's awesome!
There were still.
Oh god! No fucking iPhone videos or anything like that.
No, fortunately.
God, fuck.
And but then I learned to control myself, and I ended up playing better because I didn't. And then when I got free rackets, I didn't start breaking them again, you try not to.
In competitive sports is you try to make the other guy do that.
Yeah,
right?
And if I got mad at the other person, that was good. Like if they tried to hit me for no reason.
Oh, fuck
sometimes
that.
You know, if you get to the net and there's a ball that just flubs up and you're just gonna eat it,
they
pummel you in the back of the head for no reason when they could have hit it to an open court. That kind of shit, or if I felt I was getting hooked on bad calls, then I usually played better because I would work up a good hatred to the other person and I wouldn't lose my shit.
This big fat ass was throwing me a softball the other day in a game, and he made some comment about, I don't know, I forget what he said, and I squared up on that ball and I smoked it right up the middle.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, August 22nd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Since I have it open already.
Oh, yeah. What are you looking at?
Over at the Drudge Report.
Lucky.
It's funny that you mention how they try to find the most unattractive photograph of Madam Secretary.
God damn
it. That they could find.
They're such assholes.
And sure enough, there's a picture of her giving thumbs up, but she's got her face pulled back and got a weird look on her face. So, of course, she's probably in mid-seizure, according to what they think, because...
Seizure-esque, baby!
It says, quote, excellent health, unquote. Drudge is still jumping on the...
God...
completely 0% foundation of the fact that she's got some health problems. They're trying to swift boat her.
Right.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're just making shit up and putting it out there enough, and enough dummies are going to believe it. I see the occasional on our Facebook page now, the occasional comment. Well, you know, it is a concern about her health.
But no, it's not. There's a concern about anybody's health.
Well, right.
Running for president, you got a bunch of people running around. There's Secret Service. There's doctors everywhere. Everybody's concerned about her health. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
It comes with the job.
And she's 68.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume she's in good health for a 68-year-old.
Right.
She's 68. Still, we can't, you know, forget that.
Tell me why I should be outraged about this email scandal.
That doesn't take away from her leadership ability, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The fact that she can't out-hit Selena...
Gomez?
Selena Gomez, yeah. Who's an excellent tennis player. Serena Williams.
Serena Williams and Selena Gomez in a celebrity death match. Who wins? Just kidding.
How much meth did Selena Gomez take?
Oh, okay. Not really enough.
I'd have to give it to Serena.
Yes.
They look much larger on television, by the way, the Williams sisters. They're taller.
Yes.
But when you see, you know, she's very muscular, especially Serena.
Ooh, yes.
But then when you see them live, it's not like they don't look like these, you know, they... large bulging athletes like they kind of do on TV.
Now, you know, we talk about sexism and shit like that on the show. I'm going to ask you a question. And do you think this speaks to gender roles in our society? Do you think at the top of your tennis game, when you were a tennis pro, could you have taken Selena Gomez?
Yes.
Serena. Okay. Forget it.
Serena Williams. No,
no,
no.
Okay.
Probably.
I was wondering. I don't know.
But, I mean, people, I mean...
It's a pointless question. Like, I don't know what the fuck I asked that.
Not that much higher on... I mean, you know, there was a guy... There was a difference.
There is
a difference, especially in the serve. And there was a guy who... Nobody cares about this, but there was a guy who was a local pro was ranked... He also toured a little bit.
Right.
But he was at one of the bigger clubs in Chicago. And he was ranked... in the couple hundreds in the world, holy fuck, that would be
amazing,
wouldn't it? I mean, but
to be the top 200th at anything,
right? But you're not making great money when you're the number two something in the world, and it's tough to get into tournaments. You got to play qualifying,
right?
You got to play pre-qualifying sometimes, so you're playing 3 weeks, three tournaments to get into Wimbledon,
right?
And then you know that kind of shit. So it's just a tough life. But so he was. Ranked a couple hundred at the time, maybe even in the 300s. And Martina came to town. There was a tournament. And she asked to hit with him. She was like, who's your best pro here? I want to hit with him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she could hit the hell out of the ball, obviously.
Right.
But then they played. She's like, let's play some games. And he beat her pretty soundly.
Tell you what, man, I can't even...
But the main thing was the serve. I mean, he just had a... There's just the guys have... He was a big, tall guy, and he had
The girls on my fucking softball team can hit the ball harder than I fucking can.
But that was also 175 years ago. So now, racket technology and the athletes are probably getting bigger. So I don't The gap is probably closed more.
Gap. Okay.
Of whether a dude could beat a woman or not.
In sports.
Well, right.
I'm just kidding. I wanted to fight.
Trump. That's part of Trump's platform.
Oh, yes.
Make America great again. No bruises.
Right.
If you hit her with an open hand, it's okay.
Yeah. He's that kind of guy. He's old school, meaning shitty.
So, excellent health is the headline over at the Drudge Report, in quotes, under a photograph of Madame President. But then it leads to...
Secretary.
A story over at Politico.
Yes.
About Giuliani opening his stupid memoir.
God.
And he's out there saying that, you know, you got to keep an eye on what her symptoms are. Because if you see what she's doing out there, I don't think she's qualified.
Do you remember?
You know, I was mayor during 9/11, by the way. You remember that? I was 9/11. I was fabulous. I was wonderful.
I liked you best when you were running from Elmer Fudd. Listen, was there a time when Giuliani wasn't a fucking joke? Because there was, right?
You know, I don't even know. They say he was good after 9/11, but I don't know. I mean, what's the bar?
My friends that lived in New York at the time when Giuliani was czar, they didn't like him.
Even after 9/11, he didn't handle it or something like that, right? So I don't know.
All that stop and frisk stuff, you know?
Well, like, horrible. Yeah. Horrific.
Profiling. And
here's a little bit of Giuliani.
She has an entire media empire that constantly demonizes Donald Trump. And fails to point out that she hasn't had a press conference in 300 days, 200 days, 100 days, I don't know how long. Fails to point out several signs of illness by her. So go online and put down Hillary Clinton illness. Take a look at the videos for yourself.
Meanwhile,
oh my God!
You know what kind of videos?
She has entire media.
You know what kind of videos you're going to find?
Dick.
You're going to find Breitbart videos. You're going to find InfoWar videos. And all these videos that are edited together of her nodding or tripping or sneezing or coughing somewhere into one string. So that it's obvious that if she turns too quickly, her spleen is going to fall out of her nose.
Pop right out. Oh, out of her nose. Is that how in medicine they remove the spleen?
When you're ill, obviously.
Give me that big, thick straw. I got to suck that
your
slick
spleen's
spleen
not anchored anymore. So a quick turn.
Damn it.
We'll send it flying.
He just said look on the internet for Hillary's illness or some shit. Is he out of his fucking mind?
Yeah, because
he never been on the fucking internet?
Right.
Hey, why don't you go look up 9/11 truth or shit too, man? I mean, it's all...
How about two Melania's one cup?
Yeah, it's don't go on the internet. I mean,
right?
That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. Just go on the internet.
Embarrassing.
Good God.
Embarrassing as hell.
I bet I can go on the internet and find a picture of your face superimposed onto a donkey getting fucked by a Tyrannosaurus Rex if I wanted to.
So, which would have really happened? The
oh sure.
The, yeah, he, Giuliani also, I forgot where I was going with it.
Yeah, didn't he have like a weird little sex scandal too with his mistress or something?
Oh, he cheated on somebody
lurid affair.
With his cousin or something? Didn't
with
he fuck
his
cousin,
that's
maybe?
That's right. You don't expect that from a politician out of New York.
Well, a Republican.
Oh, yes. Well, of course.
But the Drudge headline is... Excellent health, in quotes.
God damn it.
But then it leads to a story at Politico that's kind of shitting on Rudy Giuliani.
Ooh.
For going the health route. Like, he shouldn't be doing this kind of thing is the tone of this article. So I don't get, you think Drudge would be all over it. Once again, it's a fake story. They know that the idiots that go to Drudge don't click on the stories because then they'd have to read.
Right.
So they look at the headline, it's like, oh, oh, they're saying she's in excellent health. They're lying. Lame three media.
All this shit is playing to those dumbasses. I was listening to that Andrea Mitchell you're playing on MSNBC today. She's talking about what Trump said. He said the whole thing about African Americans have never had it worse or you can't lose.
Well, yeah, you people,
said.
What the hell have you got to lose?
But that's not supposed to appeal to black people. That's supposed to appeal to racist idiots, right? To make it look like
the consensus is that if you're going to try to appeal to black people, you might go talk to some black people instead of heading over to the whitest suburbs or the whitest cities you can find.
Yeah.
The whitest areas. And or kicking the brown people out, like that kid on Friday's show we talked about, who was ended up being on Maddow that night. 18-year-old kid voting for the first time. He voted for Trump in the primaries.
Oh, God.
Way into Trump, has Trump T-shirt.
Yeah.
His parents are Republicans, but they also happen to be from India. Bangladesh, maybe. I don't remember.
Well,
but one of the two. I think India, maybe.
Why didn't he have his skin lightened?
So he's, kind of brownish. So he got in early, got into the rally right up near the front, and all of a sudden, tap, 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 tap. Excuse me, you're going to have to come with us. And he's like, what are you talking about? And they were like, we know who you are. We've seen you at the other rallies. He's like, I love Trump. I've never been to any of the other rallies. They didn't believe him. They threw him out. So now he's like,
Christ.
Fuck Trump.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck Trump. He goes, he knows it was part of Trump's brigade that saw Brown and said, get him out of here.
Do you think at these rallies, when people show up and you're a person of color, do you think you're immediately like pinged?
Yes.
And you're yes. followed by the goons just to see what you do?
Absolutely.
What are we doing?
Even the regular people. Remember that we read that series of tweets on Friday also of that journalist who went undercover.
Oh, God.
As a Trumpalo and was live tweeting even though it was it was one in North Carolina on Friday, and it was a Xanax Trump. It was a teleprompter Trump.
Right.
We have a problem here. The African Americans have no education. They have all crime.
How stupid.
But still, the people in the audience were they're looking for blood.
Oh, yeah, man.
And go to Friday's show at crabdiving.com. Listen to that or iTunes or Stitcher. And he was saying how they'd say Hillary and they'd be like, killer! Somebody would scream killer. Or they'd scream something. He'd say Obama and they'd be like, hang him!
You know, these people that go to these rallies, they want to start shit. They want shit to happen. They want some kind of confrontation. They're looking for a fight. It's like they're looking for that moment or something. That's probably why these people go to this rally. Don't you think?
I think there's a lot of people like us that would, like, we've talked about it. I'd go in a fucking heartbeat and watch. I'm being real careful. I'm wearing my Duck Dynasty T-shirt that your mom gave me, ironically.
Runway, if you're going to
But I'm wearing that
go,
as a...
Listen, I'm not... Listen, I grew up in the South around a lot of these Trumpalo wackos. Let me see what you're going to wear first. And don't those...
I told you, I'm leave those, the Duck Dynasty T-shirt. Right.
And leave those Crocs at home, please.
I don't wear my Crocs out in public.
Oh, yeah. That's my biggest fear.
Saul Alinsky.
I mean, what's that mean? What do you mean?
You're blaming someone else for what you do. That's one of the Saul Alinsky.
Croc wearer.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report is, Hillary might be sick.
That is so fucking shitty. It's just because she's a woman. It really is.
And they got nothing else. They got nothing else, really.
Well, that email. The emails, they're back in the news. Why the
just
fuck?
Just because they're drip feeding them. That's the only reason. They knew this was going to happen.
Yes.
She wanted all of it released at once. Get it over with. Instead of this, well, we're going to go through them 20,000 at a time, and we'll release them every month or so. And now it's just like death by a thousand cuts, even though there's nothing in any of them. But somehow, every time they're released, the right finds something somewhere.
Yes.
Look, she ordered from Chick-fil-A. She hates gay people.
Right. I'm not. Hey, listen, if you're a politician and I see your ass at Chick-fil-A, I'm never fucking voting for you again. That's it. Sorry. I don't give a shit how good it tastes.
It was really good.
Yeah, but honestly, horrible people.
I apologize. I gave them some of my money and
no Papa John's
either. I countered
it
by donating.
Well, you do this shit. You do the show every day. Spreading the liberal word. You can have as much Chick-fil-A. You can shit out Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
I did 6 hours of show to cleanse my soul of getting the waffle fries and the really good ice cream at Chick-fil-A.
It's not. Listen, don't glorify that.
Over at the commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post, photograph of the Don. And it says, top Trump stooge says, release your tax returns now? Really?
God, I don't care.
Oh, Roger Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Longtime Republican political operative who I believe Cenk Uygur in their encounter they had a couple of weeks ago. He was yelling, "You're just a hatchet man." Oh, no, no. That was he was yelling, you're a fraud. You're a hack. But Glenn Beck last week, we played a clip who said Roger Stone, he's just a he was Nixon's hatchet man.
What does that even mean? Was he walking around with a fucking hatchet?
Well,
who knows?
Nixon, who knows?
Right.
It said, I guess Roger Stone said on something called the
this will be a good
Fernand Amadi show. Man, he'll do anything.
I've never heard
obviously
of that.
He did our show
Fernand
when
Amadi.
We were on that when we were on that wrestling network.
He didn't seem so crazy when we talked to him, but that was because he was trying to sell that fucking book.
I should find that clip. You think they don't? They wouldn't give a shit if we played.
They wouldn't know.
Clip.
They don't know shit.
Well, I don't know. They wouldn't know, but I don't know. If
they don't
give
care.
A shit.
That's a great
we'll
idea.
Put links
dude.
back to their thing. Yes, I think he should release his tax returns immediately. Roger Stone said in a radio interview on the Fernand Amadi show. He said he thought it was a mistake that he didn't do so. That's about all we have. Other supporters, Mark Sanford, wrote
Mark Sanford, the guy.
Mark fucking Sanford, who was the governor.
Oh, he went to Chile,
who
right?
Went down to South America, snuck out of the state.
Yeah.
To go have sexy times.
Some chick.
With his mistress and didn't tell anybody. Didn't. Tell anybody.
But it was a weekend, right?
And the staffers, after 3 or 4 days, were getting questions.
Yes.
And one of them said, he went to the Appalachian Trail, and we can't get him on the phone.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And then it turns out, I think it was some reporter that, like local reporter, who literally camped out at the airport.
And
was just waiting at the airport for anything that came from South America would run over to the gate.
Why did he think it was South America?
I think they had a sniffs of what was going on.
Okay.
And they caught him. I think that's how he finally got nailed. Just he wasn't in the Appalachian Trail.
Seriously.
He was on a different trail.
Okay. But like, it's not like the governor from North Carolina. He doesn't have a nuclear football.
South.
Okay.
Right.
Do they have
but
that?
But he's the governor of a state. What if there had been a disaster or something? Or what if somebody was getting executed and he had to give a stay?
He wouldn't have missed that. Like, oh, no, don't worry about it. He ain't giving anybody a stay.
He ain't answering. Fry him.
Somebody got fried because I was getting blown.
So he was run out of office.
Yes.
But then the people of South fucking Carolina, somebody... That a congressional district gave him another chance. I'm sure he found Jesus. I'm sure he claimed he found Jesus.
I heard a thing on NPR.
And got rid of the wife, by the way, or she got rid of him. And now he's with his South American.
It worked out for this guy. It worked out for him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he had a rough couple of months, but it worked out ultimately.
You know, I was listening to NPR and there was a story about name recognition and what part that plays in elections.
Horrible.
And it's huge. And that's why he won. He was their example. They're like, this guy
Roy Moore
fucking lied.
That's why they think Roy Moore has a shot at being fucking governor of Alabama.
Come on. Of Alabama, sure. I mean, all of this for him in Alabama, this is all positive press.
You're all like, come on. And then, oh, well, Alabama, wait a second.
We don't know what they're doing.
It's Alabama. Right.
By the way, so what? So Mark Sanford's out of the country, and there's a disaster in South Carolina. Doesn't Daddy take care of that? Doesn't Obama fly in and fix all that? What's he going to do?
He's off golfing.
Right.
Meanwhile, I was told away. Even John Bel Edwards, the governor of Louisiana, has been running around, but they don't care on the right. You'll never hear that quote. You'll never see John Bel Edwards on Fox News because he's saying, no, we got everything we wanted from the feds. And I asked the president to stay away for 8 to 10 days because right now we're in the middle of rescuing people still and other things. And we don't need to have. Half of the police force pulled off to guard the president. We don't need that drama. But who goes down there to look pretty for 49 seconds? But yeah. The orange motherfucker.
Yeah, Bush went down there. Remember when Bush went down there after Katrina? Brought all those generators in.
And then left
and
with
took
it.
Them.
Yeah, yeah. Trump handed out Play-Doh.
You know,
they didn't even... Did you see that? They didn't
what,
even...
Play-Doh?
I don't understand why there was a box of Play-Doh. Unless it was just a box they used and they put something else in it. But it was...
For kids.
Play-Doh. Maybe it was for the kids to play with or something if they're in a shelter. But nonetheless... There's now a lot of pictures of Trump who participated in unloading a truck for 49 seconds, enough time for plenty of photo ops. And but there's one of the things that got passed to him in that 49 seconds is a box of Play-Doh, marked Play-Doh.
Is it true that he took some of the Play-Doh out and he made a mold, a shape of his cock? It was like, see, this is how big it is. Honestly, it's huge. You have no idea.
Finger
no
extensions.
Right. You know, if I was going to run, I thought about this. I'm going to run for mayor of L.A. one day. And here's my platform. I'm going to ban any president, any U.S. standing U.S. president from ever coming here. They don't need to come here because it fucks everything up, like the traffic and all that shit.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I would be elected. Oh,
LA is a shithole when...
I would be benevolent.
And when any of them come to visit here because of the traffic and everything, it's really horrible.
Yeah, don't come to LA.
We have TVs. We have iPhones.
We can see you. We don't need you to go anywhere, man.
The Kellyanne Conway, the new Trump campaign manager over the weekend, reinforced the bullshit that Trump will not be releasing his tax returns until the IRS audit is complete. Meanwhile, there's never been a confirmation, I don't believe, that he's even under audit. Lawrence O'Donnell has been yelling about this, and nobody else seems to be listening. But he's like, well, okay, if he doesn't want to release the... Don't release your tax returns because of this audit. Release the copy of the letter from the IRS that says you are under audit.
Right.
Release what went to your lawyers that was so that you could prove you're at least under audit. Meanwhile, the IRS does say, well, we're not going to say whether or not he's under audit, but if he were, there's no rule that says he can't release his tax returns. There's no law. There's no rule. There's nothing.
Right.
They're just under audit, and if they're found to be wanting, they may be altered. But
right.
There's no law against him showing them. And he's like, "Well, I can't. I'm under audit. I'm under audit."
He's not going to show those.
We are never going to see them.
Are we going to see? Okay, he'll never show those. Which to me, I don't give a shit because I'm not voting for him. I don't care what's on. There's nothing in that tax return that will make me want to vote for him. I mean. But he's never going to
do it. No, it can only hurt him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he's not going to do it.
Right. He's never going to do that. And do you think he'll debate Hillary? I mean,
they're still saying that he's going to. Kellyanne Conway was on another show and they asked her about it. She said, absolutely. We're doing all three. We look forward to the debates.
Yes.
So we'll see. Jeez. I'll believe it when I see it.
Right, right.
And they'll be the biggest, the most highly, he'll be right. They'll be, this is where Trump will be right. They'll be the highest rated debates ever. I'll fucking tune in. Absolutely.
Oh yes.
Trump versus Hillary. Are you kidding me? She's going to eat him alive. Just eat him alive. I don't see any scenario.
What will the audience be like at these debates? I mean,
that's going to be part of the thing is he's going to want a raucous audience to feed off of.
God, right. But it's usually not, right? Isn't it usually like people from the party, from either party?
Right, right.
And they're typically like, you know, moderates maybe.
Although this time, remember during the primaries, there were some pretty partisan audiences. Like when Trump would say something and they'd get all worked up and applaud
really?
And everything and... Yeah,
I remember thinking like he was got some pretty tepid.
Or he even like you remember
responses.
The Ted Cruz crowd that one time and Trump commented
man.
About how you guys don't like me, but everybody watching TV does kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Trump even knew God. That he didn't have that crowd.
I hope we're not robbed of the chance of watching a debate. I mean, my only listen, based on the debates we saw earlier this year, my only critique would be two. No Wolf Blitzer. please. God, he's so anemic. He's so boring. He's low energy. He's low energy, yeah. Right? I mean, Wolf Blitzer is low energy.
We want Megyn Kelly because yeah. You know it'll just give a taint twist to Donald.
Yes. He loves that.
Be upset about that one.
And let's, for love of fucking God, if you have a debate and you have two people, there'll be two people at the debate probably, right? Unless Jill Stein or they let, what's his fuck, the libertarian weirdo,
yeah,
Gary Johnson.
Jill Stein, highly unlikely. Gary Johnson, maybe. I haven't seen any national numbers that have him really creeping anywhere yes. near... 15%, which is where he's got to be to get up on stage. We'll see. I doubt it. I mean, I think it's just going to be the two of them.
Do you think they can manage to have a bathroom for Hillary that's not, you know, a 10-minute walk from where she's debating? It's a reasonable distance. Do you think you could do that for the Secretary of fucking
State? I'm
sure
Trump's people will be working behind the scenes. God. To try to do it however. They're going to trip her. They're going to put X-Lax in her water.
Right. We saw some documentary. It was some behind the scenes bullshit, and somebody showed up for a debate, and the green room that they gave them was just a bathroom. It was a bathroom.
That was one of the Republican debates.
Oh, okay. The guy was bitching about it or something.
Might have been Santorum or something, oh, yeah. Wasn't it? They're talking about how Trump got the biggest and beautiful, most beautiful,
right,
and bestest bathroom or
and they
green
got a
room.
Bathroom,
and they basically got a bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this morning.
Yes.
Over at MSNBC, I'm generally working in the morning at this time. And I never listen to Morning Joe because I just get irritated. I usually have music on at this point in the morning when I'm working, when Morning Joe is on. But this morning on Morning Joe,
right,
this was said.
We'll make America poor.
This is him from Saturday. They're playing a clip from Donald in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Did he just say America?
I don't know.
We'll make America poor?
Some people do that. It's like a... am I insane? Is it like an Eastern thing?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
New
yeah.
York, like there's a A.
But he never usually does that.
America.
I think he's... Because he's reading from a prompter.
Is he drunk?
He's so horrible at it.
Right.
Well, it's interesting you say that.
America poor. You're going to lose your jobs. You're going to lose your wages. You're going to lose your medical. Obamacare is a catastrophe. You're going to lose everything. Hillary Clinton supports every last job-killing Obama regulation and wants to go much, much further. The farms will be closed.
What farms?
The farms will be closed.
Alert, old McDonald.
Farms will be closed.
You know what he didn't mention in that list that I love? When he was giving some speech at Hilton Head, this was a while back in the primary, he told me that, he didn't tell me, he told the audience, like, if Bernie Sanders is elected, no more golf.
Oh, right, I remember that. Yeah, yeah,
that
no
was
more
so
golf.
Funny.
He's going to take your golf away.
No more golf. Bye-bye.
This will be closed. She wants to put the farmers out of business, just like she wants to put the miners and steel workers out of business, and we're not going to let it happen.
So that's the clip from Morning Joe that they played. Now we're going back to Morning Joe.
You're going to lose everything.
Welcome back to Morning Joe, everybody.
You're going to lose everything. The farms.
It's Monday.
They're closing.
August 22nd. Can you believe summer is almost over?
Thank God.
You're going to lose everything.
It's good to be back.
That was sort of a morning in America speech.
Yeah.
That is. Everything.
So the farms will be closed.
It's
screamed at them.
The mines will be closed. Locusts
since
will descend from the heavens and eat the flesh off
speech,
of your skin.
Let me just say, he belts it out like, honestly, like he's had a lot to drink. It does. Welcome to Morning Joe.
What do you mean? He doesn't drink.
I know.
Wait, but that's
we should
how,
go
that's
there.
His delivery
right.
is very.
He shrieks more than
it's
she
awful.
Does.
And yeah. No one, I've never heard anyone say anything.
Yeah.
Wow, that's that's actually Nicole Wallace, not Mika.
Right.
Who said he shrieks more than she does, meaning Hillary, I think she means. But that's Nicole Wallace, who's a Republican, who. was the one who was on the staff that gave us Sarah Palin.
Oh.
She was on the staff. She's in that movie. A character about her is in that movie.
Oh, I love that.
But she's a pundit over at MSNBC now. But she's anti-Trump. I thought it was Mika that had said that, but it was actually her. Mika said he sounds like he's drunk.
Right. But if they're friends, doesn't Mika know that Donald doesn't drink?
She does. And but he said, she said, sounds like he's drunk.
Right, right.
It's more than she does. Yeah. No one, I've never heard anyone say anything.
Yeah. Except, everyone talks about her and she, you know, why? Why? Because she's a woman and we need to address how a woman has to be polite or something. That is the most impolite delivery I've ever seen. It's, but whatever, whatever, whatever the party wants.
You've had a lot to think about.
The weekend. I have. Monday, I thought I saw him. I saw him, I think, in North Carolina when I got back from Maine, mm-hmm. not the south of France. And thought, oh my gosh. Kellyanne Conway, first of all, she seemed incredibly, I watched her on Hardball.
She's impressive.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was impressive on Hardball because Chris Matthews
is talking to them.
Was playing T-ball,
right?
Well, tell me why. All right, I'm going to give you a make your case.
What
for? Why women should vote for your candidate? Go ahead, your thoughts.
Why does he softball some people? I never understand that. If I had that talent Chris Matthews had, what do you mean?
A lot of people were tweeting. That
tweeters.
An attractive female.
Oh, okay.
And Matthews melts. May not be the case, but he didn't.
Go on, Chris. Eyes up here, Matthews.
Right, right.
You perv.
Impressive. Then I saw him, and I thought I saw a real impact, but now he's back to...
But he's got a positive message. We just
it'll be it. Uneven, no. though, because I think I agree with you. She's impressive, and I think she'll have an impact, but I think he'll come sort of bursting through at moments. But I think he'll have more.
Appealing to our better angels,
his delivery
I think.
Is,
We've had that fight, Joe.
So there you go. The opening of Morning Joe this morning, going after the Donald about shrieking and being drunk, sounding like he's drunk.
Right.
Well, apparently,
yes,
the Orange Man baby himself,
right,
couldn't help himself. Somebody didn't put the BlackBerry into the gun case and lock it over at Trump Tower.
Right, right.
Because he tweeted out. The Donald tweeted out.
Yes,
at 4:21 a.m. local time.
He never fucking sleeps.
Tried watching low-rated Morning Joe this morning. Unwatchable!
I agree.
Point.
It is unwatchable. Those people are fucking irritating. I don't know what it is. They drive me nuts.
Morning Mika is off the wall, a neurotic and not very bright mess! Exclamation point. She's a not very bright mess.
I don't think that's the problem with the Morning Joe show. I think it's a bunch of people that aren't that funny. Just kind of sitting there statically kind of bullshitting, and it's boring. I think they're boring.
There's a lot of blank space at times where it seems like they're waiting for somebody to say something or something to happen. There's no, you know, nobody kind of takes charge. And
you got a bunch of people sitting around the table waiting for somebody to say something funny. Keep waiting.
Then Donald tweeted,
right,
9 minutes later, someday, when things calm down, I'll tell the real story of, it's at Joe NBC, that's Joe Scarborough.
Yes.
And his very insecure longtime girlfriend, Morning Mika. Two clowns.
Uh-oh. I love this.
Someday when things come down, I'll tell the real, calm down, I'll tell the real story.
He's bullshitting.
Of Joe and his very insecure longtime girlfriend, Morning Mika. Joe Scarborough responded to that. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny.
Thanks for watching.
Wow, that's funny, Joe. I like that.
So the Donald already today. He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck this.
He's back.
Well, but like, that's how it always works. Like, I don't know why the media does this with him. He'll have it not even a whole day. Well, he'll have a morning.
That's what they were just talking about.
It's like normal.
On Morning Joe, they were just talking about the fact that he could be good for a day or two.
Yeah.
That one guy, that apologist on their panel, was like, well, you know, he's got a positive message now, it seems.
No, he doesn't.
And then, because of what they said on their show, now it's back to Trump the asshole who's tweeting horrible misogynist things.
It just tells you, like, what kind of we have such a short attention span. I mean, he is, I don't care if he's on his best behavior, if he shuts up, he puts a fucking ball gag on, it doesn't say anything until the election day, he's still heinous. There's nothing he can do to undo some of the shit he's done. I mean, right? He's a jack-off.
Yeah, interesting that you say that also.
Ball gag, really?
Because
BDSM news.
You know that guy, what's his name? Frank Luntz. He's that Fox News kind of Republican. He's now the focus group guy. Somehow he became the focus group guy over at Fox.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
And basically, I don't focus group. He just gets a herd of people together and just asks some questions in a, it looks like in a Holiday Inn half room. He claims to be a pollster. He listen to this. Here's a little bit of Frank Luntz, and with the latest focus group of Republicans. These are Republican voters, I believe.
Okay, God.
And you can just see things not going well for the Don.
Nah.
Republican strategist and CBS News contributor Frank Luntz led a focus group discussion yesterday in Pennsylvania, and our cameras were there. Many participants once supported Donald Trump, but don't support him now. How did Trump lose them, and can he regain their support?
How many of you in this room are supporting Donald Trump right now? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many of you at some point in the campaign at least lean towards Donald Trump? Raise your hands. Almost all of you. So what happened?
He was my first choice, but just along the way, he has, I guess I can say he's lost me. I'm not saying there's no chance of turning, but he's become outrageous. I mean, we all have thoughts, but I think he speaks without thinking.
Yeah, right. We all have thoughts, but he speaks without thinking. See, so we all hate black people.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't say it out loud.
Well, isn't that the thing with Trump? Like, he doesn't have a lot of beliefs that aren't, like, inherently Republican. He's just kind of upfront about it.
Right.
He doesn't keep it on the down low.
There's that cartoon we put up on our Facebook page about the sheep.
Oh, God, yeah. Out I like field. That one. That's a good one.
And there's a political billboard of a wolf in a suit, and it says, I'm going to eat you.
Ha, 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 ha.
Vote wolf, right. 2016. And one sheep is saying to the other, well, he speaks what's on his mind or something like that. Yeah, at least he says what he feels or something like that.
Great. He's still going to eat you.
Well, that's this whole herd that we're looking at.
By the way, I'm sorry. There is a person of color.
There's a couple.
So that means at one time that guy supported Donald and now he doesn't?
Maybe. I didn't see how he voted in the hands up, hands down.
When he initially began to run, he gave voice to a lot of the frustrations that I was feeling about how government is working, or more to the point, not working. But since then, he's been running as a 12-year-old and changes his positions every news cycle. So you don't even know where he stands on the issues.
I almost think the last couple of weeks he might be second guessing this, because he even said like a week ago, it's okay if I'm not the president. And then he's just throwing out all these bizarre comments. So I'm wondering, is he serious still about it?
These are Republicans.
Yeah.
Is he still serious about it? Is he?
Whenever somebody makes a derogatory comment to him, like in a Democratic convention, Trump feels like he needs to attack that person. And he says things that are crazy. And I keep asking myself, is this the kind of person I want to handle the nuclear codes?
See, the thing is that these I don't know, what, 30 maybe people in this room.
Yes.
None of them are probably, maybe one or two of them would ever go to a Trump rally.
No. I mean,
like, these are Republicans who have voted Republican.
Right.
They're just regular, normal, everyday, poor deluded Republicans.
I mean, they probably voted for Bush. They voted for Bush.
Reagan. Oh, we love St. Reagan. You know? And now they've got this horrible
lunatic.
Yeah, raging monkey loony.
Yeah.
And they just don't they don't know what to do.
I don't understand. You know, I get it if you support Trump from the beginning. Like, you're probably a fucking racist. There's got to be some there's got to be some inherent racism inside you somewhere. There's something in there, you know? But how do you support him and then all of a sudden recently, like, I can't do this anymore? He's been the same heinous piece of shit.
Yeah, what's the line for some of these people? What was the magic? What was the line that he crossed that you're all of a sudden like, oh, yeah, that's too much?
What's this guy named Frank Luntz?
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, here's my problem. You brought that focus group in there, and there's an African-American gentleman in there. At that point, I would have said, okay, everybody else leave but this guy. This is the most interesting person on this panel.
There's a couple.
There's a couple
of black people in this audience.
They started to support Trump, and then they didn't.
Not everybody. Not everybody. Again, okay. I didn't see him. I didn't see if he raised his hand or not during the I supported Trump from the beginning. Right. I think he's just a Republican.
What's the answer?
No way.
I think the traction that he first got was because of the issues that he chose to focus on. I think he didn't realize that it was his issues that were drawing people. His personality, sure. I mean, everyone knows Donald Trump. He's flamboyant. But the more he made it about his personality, the less likely that I'm to vote for him. And it seems like everyone else is going in the same direction here.
His policies have been shit since he didn't have policies.
Right.
He doesn't have any ideas. What, you know what he started with? We're going to build a wall. Mexicans are rapists. That was the beginning, right?
Well, that's what they like.
That was his policy.
Those are the policies they want to hear more of.
He still thinks Mexicans are rapists, you fuckhead. Why don't you vote for him?
Who started out as Trump, but has moved away. Now, the last couple of weeks, I've seen kind of a pivot back to the issues, and that gives me a little bit more hope for him.
Listen to these, how low the bar is for them.
I
mean, they're like, God, he's just a heinous person. These are Republicans who have now thought, I can't vote for the Republican candidate. And then they're like, well, maybe there's hope still. He's so heinous that even they wouldn't vote Republican. But maybe, I don't know, maybe there's still hope. They're so fucking desperate for him to put on a little bow tie and be good little for the next 80 days.
That he's
going to
pivot. I keep hearing this pivot word. How many times have we heard the word pivot?
How is that wig still attached? He's been pivoting so much and so quickly.
And what does that mean? Like, in business, right? Does that mean like you're changing your strategies to, you know, to go with the market or whatever?
Yeah. They're calling, some of the media people are calling it Trump 3.0 or Trump 4.0.
It just seems like the term is not, it doesn't seem like it's the right term because you know what? Sometimes I feel like people talk about Trump like he's
plummet.
Yeah.
Like should be the right term, not pivot.
He's not a normal fucking candidate.
Not
he's
by
a
any
racist
stretch of the
fucking
imagination.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And he even says he does things that are hurting the country. Like by saying the election's rigged. And he doesn't have any proof. He doesn't know that it's rigged.
Right. He's setting himself up to not be the loser, because then he could say the evil elections were rigged against me. And the media he's pointing at. And saying, look, obviously, the media is lying to you. They're putting out fake polls.
Right.
They're trying to scare you away. White people, they're trying to make you think I'm losing.
How does it help the country if he riles up all of his Trumpalos? And he doesn't want people to believe in our election process. I mean, if the guy has proof.
The country.
If the guy.
He's a Republican. They don't care about the country and other people. It's
so cheap.
It's me. My individual rights and fuck y'all. Everybody else. I got mine.
He would rather the veracity of how we elect people in this country be questioned, which I don't have a problem with. If there's evidence, if he had something, if he said, here's why it's rigged.
Well, he's got points. I mean, there's issues. We hated the primary process. Bernie's influence has changed some of that.
Yeah.
We'd like to change it even more.
Absolutely.
And we say, hey, let's work on that shit. But right now,
we
have two choices. We can't change the election process right now. We're stuck with what we got until the end of this next election.
Yes.
And there's a binary choice for this election.
Can we do, but is there anything?
But what the hell?
Yeah, fuck it. Hey, by the way, if you're a black person, fuck it.
What the
fuck
hell?
It. What's the big deal? Yeah. Obama's been horrible for African Americans.
What have you got to lose?
God damn it.
What a great pitch. What have you got to lose?
Pull my finger.
Started out as Trump, but has moved away. Now, the last couple weeks, I've seen kind of a pivot back to the issues, and that gives me a little bit more hope for him. But he's yo-yoed back and forth so many times, I need to see a little bit more.
How many of you would still consider voting for him in the fall? Raise your hands if it's a possibility for you. And so more than half of you.
Okay, the two gentlemen of color.
Yes.
I don't see anybody else. Neither of them raised their hands. So I think they're done with Trump.
God.
Possibility for you.
Yeah,
so
no,
more than
neither
half
of them
raised
their hand.
So what does he have to do?
He's got to get back to the issues and solve the problems. You know,
no, he can't solve it.
Well,
he's running for president.
He
can't
not
do
solve
anything.
It, but he's got to at least give us a plan of what he...
He's going to make America great again. That's what the plan is.
Right. That's been the plan all along.
See, these are the non-zealot regular election voters. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they might have voted in the primary, but they're not crazies. They're not... I would be surprised if any of these people were ever at a Trump rally. I think these are lifelong Republicans who are now right. completely disillusioned because there's a lunatic at the top of their ticket.
Doesn't it? Maybe it speaks to the intelligence of someone, but like, is it weird that you fall under the spell of a Donald, but then also, you know, be into this Hillary derangement syndrome? Like, how could you be so, like...
Kind of hand-in-hand, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but... Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It makes perfect sense, I guess.
We have a hero. He's a god.
Right.
And we have... It's black and white. There's evil demon with a vagina on the other side, bleeding out of her whatever. And she's... that's it.
Listen...
She's evil.
The thing is...
And sickly.
What if
it's a sickly old vagina?
What if we had an Independence Day like fucking situation on our hands? We're visited by a violent force of aliens. They're gonna fuck us up. Who would you rather have in charge? Be honest.
Well, of course her. Well, for anything.
I
don't want him. I don't want him picking the paper towels in the White House. I mean, I don't.
Or
I don't
anybody
trust him
from the GOP
with anything. Any choice.
Look what they're doing with Zika. Look what the fucking GOP is doing with fucking Zika.
I think if Kasich had been the nominee, I wouldn't think Kasich would end the world. Kasich would make things suck for progressive and liberals here in the country. But I wouldn't see the Armageddon. I wouldn't see the end of the world.
Is he going to make you question our election
I
process?
I think Donald Trump has the potential. Look at these tweets this morning. Mika said, I think he acts like he's drunk. And the other one says he shrieks worse than Hillary, and he loses his little mind.
Yeah,
and on his cell phone.
And the thing is, man, I feel like Donald is like, "Hey, they hit me, I'm gonna hit them." No, dumbass, you're running for fucking president, you idiot.
He doesn't understand.
This is Morning Joe and Mika. They're on the shit show in the morning.
It's that never punch down.
Right.
He should never be taking a moment away from swinging at Hillary, who keeps offering up reasons to swing at her. I mean, with these emails and shit and the Clinton Foundation, these are things that he should be talking about every single day. To us, they're non-issues because we have brains. But to the other side, or to those who are independent, they might still be on the fence. I can't see anybody still on the fence in this election, to be honest with you. Yeah. But inexplicably, there might still be people on the fence who are going to be like, no fucking way.
Imagine, God... I hate to say shit like this. Trump's president. 9/11. What if we have a 9/11? And what are we going to do?
Well, right. He's going to.
God damn it.
He would have nuked Afghanistan.
Maybe.
Or he would have nuked. Yeah.
This is the first. I'll make a prediction. If Trump's president, it's the first fucking time that the nuclear football is going to be left in the VIP, in the champagne room at a fucking titty bar.
In the grotto.
Yeah.
Find the football floating in the grotto at the
Dancer Diamonds got
Playboy
the fucking
Mansion.
Nuke codes. Jesus Christ.
So this man's temperament, he can't be president. He just cannot be president. And even if they say, well, you know, call Pence instead. Don't call. Do we want that?
God.
Is that what we want for our executive branch?
No.
Well, where if something happens, you know, maybe call Pence first.
Yeah.
Call Pence first and then call the president.
Right. Yeah, and Pence will talk to you about like how, you know, the earth is 6,000 years old. And
there's that too. Yeah.
He's a fucking wacko.
Pence is the more attractive selection.
Oh, Tara, yes.
How scary is that on that ticket?
Doesn't it, when you look at Pence, you know, this isn't fair of me at all. I don't give a shit. You look at Pence, I look at him, I'm like, God damn it. It looks like you could have a good time at the fucking restroom of a truck stop in the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean? It looks
some
like
toe tapping action.
Yeah, it looks like he needs to let loose or something. Doesn't it? I don't know.
Who knows that he doesn't?
But do you think he sits around Indiana all the time fuming because little Marco never invites him to a phone party?
Yeah.
I want to get the phone.
Little Marco. We talked a little bit about this earlier, but over the weekend, in an interview with Minnesota Public Radio, don't you know? The former representative.
Yes.
Of that, what is it, the 2nd District or whatever in
right.
Minnesota. Michelle Bachmann, whose husband's fighting the good fight out there trying to beat the gay out of gays.
Right.
Or de-gay them the Lord's way by sucking it out of them.
Ooh, jeez. Sounds like fine.
We're going to give you so much gay sex, you're not going to want it anymore at all.
That's right. They're going to, oh, it's the desensitization.
It's like smoking. You catch a little kid smoking, you make them smoke a whole pack till they throw up and they never want to get
Clockwork Orange.
That's right.
They're going to strap you down to a chair, open up your eyelids, and just put cocks in front of your face.
You nasty homosexual, we're going to fill you with so much semen. You're just never going to want to see another cock in your life.
You know those
in the depraved Jesus.
Right. You know those hoses that they use to, shoot insulation into your ceiling. That's what they do. They just big hose of get out, fire up that DNA blaster. We're gonna make this man straight.
So it said before the event, they had a that she has been in this interview from Minnesota Public Radio, Michelle Bachmann. Told them that she has been advising Trump on foreign policy.
Oh, yes.
And issues of concern to Christian conservatives. So earlier we had heard that she had been elected to or appointed to the coveted post to be on Donald Trump's Evangelical Executive Advisory Board.
Oh, okay.
What a fun group that is. You talk about.
Oh, jeez.
You talk about...
what do you do on that?
You talk about blowjobs all around.
Well, probably. Actually, that probably... I mean, listen, if you're going to fool around with those people, you better wear a condom.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around the fucking block.
Talk about a pile of sins. Up everybody on the Trump Evangelical Executive Advisory Board.
And what about Bachmann's husband? Imagine they have people over for dinner, bust out the fucking Play-Doh.
Right.
Some, I don't know why Play-Doh.
Some 19-year-old on a chain is being trained. Don't mind Chad.
He's just
de-gayifying him.
Yeah, we hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. Give him a kick right in the butt plug.
Yeah. We're going to beat him with this dildo.
Praise
Fire
Jesus.
Up that Strassen.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play mermaids
again. We're
going
to fuck the gay right out of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, listen. Chuck
it's a White. Heinous practice. It really is.
It really
is
stupid.
And the adults, you know, the poor adults that are deluded enough to put themselves through it. But it's just unforgivable that children, it's even a thought in some parents' minds.
Yeah, yeah.
To put their children through this torture, that bullshit of this anti-gay therapy. It's child abuse.
How do you
it's
think
just
it
fucking
works?
Child abuse.
Her husband's thing. Is it a camp? I mean, you show up one day and it's like, hello, campers. You get to the gay.
I don't know.
Pray the gay away camp.
I think you go to a matinee of a show, of a Broadway show first.
Oh, really?
Right.
Well, that sounds like they fun. I would
they
go
slowly
to,
desensitize you. So she said, quote, Trump also recognizes there's a threat around the world, not just here in Minnesota, of radical Islam. I wish our President Obama
also understood the threat of radical Islam and took it seriously. There it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Obama doesn't recognize the threat. Ignore the fact that we just got it. Well, it wasn't us that bombed that kid in Aleppo, but
right.
Ignore the fact that there's images of drone bombings left and right that we're bombing the fuck out of them.
Michelle, I don't mean to be a dick, but I've heard Obama speak, and I've heard you speak, and I don't know that there's anything that that Obama doesn't understand that you understand. Oh, God, do you know what I mean? I'm trying to make it fucking... Like, Obama gets it!
Right.
He doesn't need you to explain anything to him. God. Give me another cup of coffee, Kate.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
I'm not him.
Only once.
Maybe.
Shame on you.
Oh shit!
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Fucked it up. You fucked it up in front of everybody, George.
I've got, what else have I got?
Do you think, I mean, really?
Michelle Bachman.
If there's a Pray the Gay Away camp, I mean, horrible. What do they do? I mean, I'm serious. How does it work? Does everybody get together and have group and they share their gay experiences? And then
there's
wacko
been some
tells
where they
them
beat the hell out of you beat the gay out of you.
In the South somewhere, there's one of those. How fucking horrible, man.
Or it's, you know, they encircle you and violently pray at you and shame at you and cast out demons and shit. It's terrifying.
God, it's so stupid.
And you're like, I don't want any more dick.
Right.
And then every single, there's so many cases of these guys who were like, who went through it. And then either right after or years later, like, I was just lying. I still want.
Or maybe they're young enough, they're kids, and it fucks them up.
Of course it fucks them up. Or adults, it fucks them up.
Yeah.
Or lesbians.
Jesus.
Over here at the stories at rightwingwatch.org, they say, I love how they frequently follow with some of these people's greatest hits. Like this says, as we've noted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bachman believes the September 11th attacks represented God's judgment on America.
Oh, you asshole. Stupid.
She believes that President Obama and gay rights advocates are bringing about the end times.
Good point. That's the solid point.
She believes homosexuality is personal enslavement and part of Satan.
Oh, yeah, it totally is. Which part?
We know which part
it is. Oh, the dick. Give me that Satan gay dick.
And Satan's prostate.
She's telling me that a guy slipping his cock into somebody's ass, another dude's asshole, that motion of cocking ass, brings in the four horsemen of the fucking apocalypse. Right. Summon the apocalypse!
You're right, it's like Candyman.
Oh, is it?
You say it three times, and three cock plunges.
So stupid.
Instant horseman.
God, how stupid are you people that believe in the Sky God shit that you also believe in that? This is ridiculous.
Tony Perkins.
Oh.
Who, I mean,
obviously
we feel badly for his family and his loved ones, but a kind of poetic justice that Tony Perkins, who in the past has equated natural disasters with homosexuals touching each other's starfish inappropriately.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Now all of a sudden his home's gone.
Anything you want to tell us, Tony? You know, fess up to anything?
And think of what a mansion that fucker had in Baton Goddamn Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, right.
That fraud. Think of the huge spread he probably had that's now under Jesus's water.
Right. That's Jesus's water, by the way.
It is.
Ah, it's kind of funny.
The Lord's water broke.
Totally. No. God's a man. He's not. Are you suggesting that God is transgender? How dare you?
Bachman also believes that gay people want to change the laws, quote, so that adults will be able to freely prey on the little children sexually.
What? She actually said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you get to head over to the local daycare with a blow dart.
Yeah, yeah.
Just if you can bring them down, if you can get them in the van, you can take them home. And she also said that Obamacare's death panels will literally be killing people any day now.
Literally. Did she say literally or did she say
quote literally?
She didn't say literally.
I don't know. Okay. How did they say it up there? Oh, literally.
They'll be
literally
killing people.
They'll be literally. She would probably say literally because she thinks she sound all fancy.
You are literally calling in the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse by tonguing that guy's ass.
So there's an example of somebody who apparently is on Trump's foreign policy advisory team.
Oh my
in addition.
God. Foreign policy.
In addition to his evangelical policy.
Can't get enough Bachman, man.
Can't get enough Michelle Bachman.
Who did she go to? Well, no, she has foreign policy experience. She went on a trip.
That
wasn't sponsored
trip
by
with
the
those
state.
Idiots,
though.
Yeah.
Did she go with Gohmert?
Gohmert and Steve King.
Oh, yes.
Of whom I think I might even have a Steve King clip here.
Oh, yeah. What's that dickhead up to?
Oh, God, this is horrible. You know, last week the president and the administration managed to, I don't even remember how many it was, 15 detainees at Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay were sent out to back to the Mideast or something. Meanwhile, it's not like they just go through eeny, meeny, miny, mo. These 15 had gone through multiple panels, multiple investigations, and they finally were like, I don't think we can hold these people. Some of these people have been in there for 14, 15 years for no reason.
That's insane.
Basically.
That's a life.
And the Republicans, because they're evil enemy combatants, they don't deserve due process.
And even if they believe, you know what the shitty thing is? Even if those GOP motherfuckers actually believed they deserved a trial and stuff, they're never going to come out and say it. Because then their opponent will just paint them as like a terrorist sympathizer.
Soft on terror.
Absolutely. Pussies.
Limp little skinny weenie on terror.
Hey.
Here is Steve King opining
on
Guantanamo and the prisoners and stuff like that.
Well, this is a great big problem for President Obama, who pledged in 2007 or 8 that he would close Gitmo. And he sticks with this mantra, which is, well, it inspires the enemy and encourages the enemy. And I could never agree with that statement.
It's in their catalog just about the showing the mistreatment. They were watering people through the butt.
Oh, yeah.
At Gitmo.
That came out in that CIA report.
Yeah, and
it's anal rehydration.
And it ain't a fun place to be.
Or rectal.
It's a human rights violation. We're violating every principle that I think we should have as Americans. You don't have secret prisons places. You don't have prisons for anybody. I don't care if they're not citizens. I don't care if they're Muslim extremists and enemy combatants. Nobody. If you believe in inalienable rights for all men are created equal, that doesn't mean all men who are American citizens are created equal. You fundamentally believe that your sky god has given everybody rights, even the evil Muslims.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Well, yeah, sure. Right, of course.
So how can this guy justify, or any of them justify, a prison where somebody can be held indefinitely with no charges and watered up the butt? If they're going on, they're on hunger strikes.
Yeah. Hey, whatever happened to those
and that's a deterrent is what the thing is. Steve King and the morons of the right, they all think it's a deterrent. They're like, we should put up billboards of us sticking a hose up his ass.
It's not a deterrent.
In Raqqa, so that they know what'll happen to them if we get them. And it's just the opposite.
It's a call to action.
They say, look at what the Americans are doing to all Muslims. They hate Muslims. They don't believe in home of the free and the brave and all that shit. It ain't no shining city on the hill. They hate Islam. Come join us, kids. Come strap a bomb to yourself and get 72 virgins after you blow up some infidels. And they buy it because they're dumb.
Right. And you think it's tough, like, because, you know, don't you think to end terrorism, if there's ever even any hope of that you kind of have to understand root causes and then do something, I don't know, to fix it. But I think, you know what I mean? Does that make any sense? Like, to figure out why someone is a terrorist. Maybe figure out why they're a terrorist and change it or fix the situation.
Right. In Europe, they're trying these. There was a program I read about in, of course, like Netherlands or Sweden or something.
Yeah.
And And
they're so happy over there, those pussies.
We're there trying to, instead of plucking a kid off the street who's been Googling jihad videos, throwing him in jail, punish him, get him off the street. They're ISIS sympathizers. They start counseling these kids into why they're becoming radicalized or why they might be becoming radicalized and what might be radicalizing them. And they counter that. They counter this programming these kids are picking up on. They reach out to these kids
and they say
that
something
are seeking
crazy.
Something. Yeah.
Like, what's wrong, Junior? How about that?
No, throw them in jail.
So dumb. We got to figure out why people are blowing each other up.
It's that punishment culture. Steve King doesn't want to help people who are coming into the country illegally just so they can and working their asses off to give their family a better life. No, they paint the picture of everybody coming across is a rapist and has marijuana strapped to their balls.
That fucking asshole's a career politician. You think he works?
Right. He's evil.
What do you think Steve King's work day is like? I'm serious.
Nothing. They walk around. He's got a nice suit on.
Wait,
walks around,
has a
lunch, gets to judge people, gets to yell at interns.
Didn't you see West Wing?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Steve King.
But those guys, they always look busy. Every time a senator or somebody would come over to the White House, they were very busy. They had shit to do. I'm just saying, I don't know. Is his day empty? Does he not do shit?
Yeah, he's got a lot of corporate cock to suck.
Oh, yes. That's funny.
Throughout the day.
I'm going to need a glass of water. I got a whole basketball team full of cocks to suck off in here.
The Guantanamo Bay, and I've been there and visited Gitmo. It is a very humane establishment. They have air-conditioned rooms in a Caribbean.
We gave them air conditioning in Cuba. How kind of us.
Can I ask you something? You clipped that. You stopped that clip at an amazing point. He said they have an air conditioning room and a Caribbean.
Right.
What in the fuck is he about to say?
I think he means in the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
It is a very humane establishment. They have air-conditioned rooms in a Caribbean island. I mean, that was.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're at fucking Club Med for terrorists.
Oh, my fucking Christ.
They can almost feel the wind, the spray of the ocean on their faces through the black hoods as they're being marched through the yard, shackled by the ankles. It's a great place to be.
It's like a sandals resort, right. Just with a little interrogation and beating.
Sometimes,
anal rehydration.
Sometimes we aim them towards the sunset.
Oh, yes. Do you think in the morning that
holy fuck.
If you're in Gitmo, you walk to the tour director and you're like, hello, tour director of Gitmo. I just wanted to schedule my anal rehydration today.
Right.
When can I do that?
I'll be out by the Lido deck.
I'm on the Lido deck. I'm playing shuffleboard.
Holy shit.
That guy's an asshole.
They're on a lovely Caribbean island. They get to go snorkeling. That's what they call waterboarding. We give them a snorkel for their waterboarding.
Oh, that's funny. This is
what
insane.
A heinous cartoon character of a human being. This guy is.
They're out there in the Caribbean at Gitmo. Who gives a fuck?
They're in a prison. Offshore,
yeah,
under no laws of ours, basically.
I ain't never been to the Caribbean. I can't afford that shit.
And thanks to that fakely named fucking Patriot Act.
Fuck you.
We have no accountability to rights or anything like that if somebody's deemed a terrorist.
Yes.
This guy's spinning it like they're spending a weekend in Monaco.
I know. I mean, honestly, that's probably the conversations these GOP assholes have. They're probably like, God, you know, what are they complaining about?
These are the same people who say, why are they complaining about cutting our food stamps? They have refrigerators.
What is
people
that?
People in Darfur got no refrigerators. Poor people here got it great.
Jesus.
You have indoor plumbing. You should be shitting in a bucket.
Think of these fucking politicians. They sit around all day. We've determined they don't do shit for work. They sit around at these cocktail parties. Hey, this is their life. They sit around, they talk, they go to these shitty events, and people are always asking them, would you like another pig in the blanket? Would you like another cheese wheel? Would you like another drink? Can I cup your balls?
I was going to say fellatio.
Oh, yes.
Rim
please.
Job?
rooms in a Caribbean island. I mean, that would make a terrific resort area there. They set the temperature at 75 degrees because that's their cultural temperature. They get the choice of three different choices of a meal three times a day. So they're looking at nine halal meals that they get to pick from. I mean, everything.
Well, fuck that. I want to go to Gitmo. It sounds great.
Did you hear they have nine halal meals to pick from? Oh, I get to pick my halal meal right after I get my nipples shocked. Hey. Oh, hook me up to a car battery to my testicles.
It's 75 degrees. Very, very humanely down there. And yet, these are the worst of the worst. These are the people that have either killed or tried to kill Americans.
We don't know that.
And we have the right under...
We don't know that because some of them have had no due process whatsoever.
International law to keep them locked up for the duration of the conflict, which is not over by anybody's definition.
And that's one of the problems, is the military-industrial complex got its wish in a never-ending conflict. The war on, quote, terror will never be over.
Oh, my God.
These guys get to call it a war, even though Obama's been trying to stop that. He tried to get us out of Afghanistan, get us out of Iraq, and stop being called a war. Stop these wars.
Do you remember when George Bush got elected? He was the guy that was going to bring morals back to the White House.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, good job, buddy.
But it's and compassionate conservatism.
Oh, yeah, there's too. Well, hey!
Nobody's ever described...
75 degrees that Gitmo he started.
Right.
It's 75 and fucking degrees.
Nine choices of halal meals per day.
It's them dirty Arabs. That's their cultural temperature.
It's their cultural temperature.
What the fuck does that mean, you fucking idiot? What does it mean?
It means they were pissed that the Americans kept it at 70. It's so cold in here.
I don't know what that means. That's the dumbest fucking thing.
I know.
Is it cultural temperature? Is there some sociologist that made that up? Or did that come out?
What would be your solution for this problem? What would you see? I mean, do we hold these people indefinitely? Do we bring them into the States, put them on trial? What would be your vision of how to handle this?
Well, that they killed Americans, and in violation of international law, then under international law, we're treating them better than the most severe punishment that we could deliver to them. If you're in violation of the of international law,
then you're supposed to.
Yes.
Have some kind of a due process through international law. Well, you don't get to have some white ass fuck from Iowa point a finger at you and say, thou art guilty, fry him.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he's saying. I think he's saying we should be killing these guys, and we're not. We're giving them Club Med in Cuba, Guantanamo.
Has he ever been to Guantanamo? Do you think
he said he's been there. And again, a visiting congressman, I'm sure, is going to see the worst of conditions down in Gitmo. If there's any corners being cut.
I mean, do you remember the shenanigans that went on at that prison facility in Iraq? Do you remember all that bullshit?
Those are the pictures with the batteries hooked up to their balls and shit like that and dogs biting them.
Yeah.
Woo, America.
Oh, my God.
In violation of international law and the then... You know, the penalty for that is execution. So if we keep them in a Caribbean resort area, it could be a resort area, Caribbean, if we keep them in a Caribbean resort climate with 75 degrees and halal meals and everything handled respectfully, as it absolutely is now, and they stayed there for life, that would not be inhumane. That would be being humane towards the lives of the people they would kill.
If they get due process, which you and your evil...
I mean,
fuckwads are not allowing any kind of due process.
How are these people like, okay, so in Gitmo, how do you end up in Gitmo? Are you picked up by American forces overseas?
Oh, I think some of them were, yeah. And yeah, there are some of them, the ones that we have decided are the heinous of the heinous, but they should be brought here. We don't need an extra country gulag. We don't need a prison that we run somewhere that where we can decide to suspend everybody's rights just because.
Who's that blind dude, the terrorist that was responsible for the very first World Trade Center bomb? You know what I'm talking about? bombing where he drove the truck got he didn't drive it. I mean, he was blind. No, but
Omar Sheikh Omar,
right?
Khalid, or I don't
now,
know.
Now, wasn't he tried in New York?
Yeah, he's in jail in that super in Colorado, I think.
So why don't we just why wasn't he in Gitmo? He's a terrorist, obviously.
And it gets cold in Colorado. We can make Steve King give him a little hard on turn it down to 40 degrees to make those Muslims suffer.
God, the contempt in his voice.
Listen to that. They're in a tropical or Caribbean climate for the rest of his life with 3 meals a day. Well, I think that's very humane.
The tone of what he's saying, it seems like he's trying to lump culture in with terrorism. Like the idea of a halal meal is such a crazy, insane thing. Or like, you know, Muslims, they all like it 75 degrees.
Well, and that's also
they got to have halal.
These are also dog whistles to his knuckle draggers who are going to be like, look at Obama caving into those Muslim terrorists and giving them halal. I'd give them bread and water. Make them eat their own feces.
Yeah, that's what they want. You're so fucking right. Idiots.
How dare they give them halal, those killers.
Man, the fucking GOP, all they want to do is they just build up these huge fucking enemies for everybody to fucking hate. Like Trump, right?
And punish. Punish.
They're so fucking kinky.
Punish everybody but...
But white.
White
guys.
White males.
Not white guys.
I've got... thanks for listening to us today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Bottom of the hour here, Los Angeles. If you're listening to us live, tweet us at Crab Diving. Hey, help us out here at the show. Go through our Amazon portal.
Yummy.
Always open, gaping, and well-lubed for you.
Oh, my God.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon.
It's always 75 degrees. Perfect if you're Muslim.
It's a Caribbean adventure.
Oh, yes.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Buy all your halal shit at our Amazon hole.
And it doesn't cost you anything. We get a little kickback. It doesn't affect your purchase price at all. But we get a little kickback from Amazon. So crabdiving.com/Amazon. Somebody bought something the other day. So
awesome.
Very, very kind of
you. Is that what?
People are buying shit. We appreciate that.
Hell yeah. I don't mean to get back on this. Steve King, when he says like it's 75 degrees, their cultural temperature. What does he want me to do with that? How does he want me to process that?
So ridiculous.
Does he think, like, I'm supposed to, like, take my coffee cup, throw it on the ground, be like, bullshit! Is that supposed to enrage me that these terrorists are getting...
Well, yeah, I think it like, depends on the standpoint. Like, he's telling the liberals, hey, look at how great we're treating them. The Muslims love.
Okay.
And it also, it's dripping with sarcasm. So that all the angry white people will be like, oh, my God, look at how they accommodate these evil Christian killers.
I bet you wish you lived in the Caribbean. I bet you wish it was 75 degrees. I bet you wish you were eating halal.
Obama makes sure those terrorists that are his buddies.
I bet you'd like
living half the hog.
Oh, yeah. And also, he said the temperature in the water when you get anally rehydrated is perfect.
Ooh. Perfect. Gross.
Lukewarm. Tepid. That's how you get the truth out of somebody. Tepid water. Some people use cold water. It makes them lie.
That's a little bit of Steve King and what he would do, I guess, with Gitmo, which he never really said what he would do. He just talked about how great it is. He said he would leave it, right?
He did.
Leave him for life because, you know, that's pretty humane because, hey, it's great there.
75 degrees.
God, it's just batshit crazy. It makes one want to shake one's head. I've got a story here also from...
Oh, shit.
This is out of Colorado, and I really tried to figure out if this was a fake story. I don't believe this is a fake story. This is another in the growing pile of clues.
Yes.
That Donald J. may not really be putting 100% effort into this whole like winning thing.
Wait, he's bullshitting us?
Well, you know,
come on.
They really think that, look at the Facebook likes they've got. Look at all the people at the rallies and all this shit.
Look at all my Twitter followers.
But they're still not, in many areas, putting forth any kind of a traditional infrastructure. like opening offices, campaign offices, getting people out, knocking on doors, making phone calls, handing out flyers, having potlucks.
Can you imagine if a Trump campaign office opened up in your neighborhood? I mean, I'd be nervous. I mean, listen, if you're a minority person or something, you want to hang around.
We ain't getting no Trump office here.
Bring one here, motherfucker.
In Koreatown, US of A.
Listen, somebody at my show, I won't say who, it doesn't matter, mentioned Trump in a non-negative way. And there are a lot of, Mexican immigrants at that show, at that bar, that hang out. A lot of Guatemalan folks.
Oh.
They don't fucking give a. Yeah. They don't even give it. It doesn't matter the context. You say Trump, they stand up and start screaming at you. They hate him. They hate him so much.
Yeah, and they're encouraging everyone that can to get their citizenship
right
by November and to vote against him.
He's gross.
I mean, California doesn't have a fucking
prayer. Don't worry
anyway,
about it.
But because of that, Arizona, New Mexico, all of these, some of these traditionally red states are looking a little pinkish.
Will you keep naming states for a second? And when you're done, I'll go like this. God, I think about it. How innocuous.
Poor Howard Dean.
No, yeah. How innocuous.
And now, we've got somebody who's basically saying the N-word and calling Hillary the C-word. And that's okay.
Howard Dean. Ted Cruz. Oh. No, fuck. Donald Trump called Ted fucking Cruz a pussy. Plainly.
He repeated nasty mouthed woman in the front row said to him at his rally.
You know what? I wish Obama would say shit like that, though. Honestly, I do. It would be so fucking great to hear Obama get on the mic and be like, yeah, well, you know, it's Congress. They're a bunch of pussies. Honestly, we all know that. It's true.
Fuck you.
Pussies.
You can hear the Can you hear the guns going in the background from wherever that clip was from?
Oh, right. I love that. I love Star Wars.
Colorado, this is...
Eat my dick.
The Jefferson County, Colorado, one of the most populous counties in Colorado, part of the Denver metro area.
Okay, so liberal. Maybe.
But Colorado is one of the states that is, you know, kind of purpley, mostly blue, but
is it true the weed's overpriced there because the legalization has driven up the price?
Well, they tacked on ridiculous taxes onto because that's what they do. That's how they justify it. I think part of it was they were trying to say, well, look at all the crime. All the Negroes are going to be all high and everything now legally, and they're going to just be ransacking all the.
Isn't that shitty?
I mean, crime has gone down, by the way.
And that's how, you know, that's how these states get people to pass the medical marijuana things. Like, we're going to fucking tax the shit out of it. We're going to make them a lot of money off all these evil-ass stoners.
Lamestream media, we read one from CNN a couple weeks ago about somebody who was high on the active ingredient in marijuana.
Really? Somebody said that?
Yeah.
The active ingredient?
Killed somebody or ran a car off the road or did something heinous.
Why don't you put a bigger tax on gasoline? What do you think's more harmful? Who do you think kills more people?
Well, how about guns?
Cars? Oh, yeah.
Let's not even talk about guns. Let's put how about a $50 tax like Chris Rock on each
bullet?
Each bullet.
Bullets and cars. Those are dangerous. The stoners aren't dangerous. I don't give a shit. They just aren't.
Jefferson County has a Trump campaign person.
Okay.
One of the most important counties, they say, in a swing state, Colorado.
Swingers.
We have a person by the name of Weston Eimer, I-M-E-R.
That's a great name.
Is running the Jefferson County operation.
Weston Eimer!
For the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
He's in charge of the operation where volunteers will gather to help get out the vote.
He sounds like a character from Deadwood. Weston.
He sits behind the desk a lot trying to organize. Says it's not the coolest thing to do, but he hopes to use the position to inspire others. Quote, get involved, he says. That's what I'm going to say.
In Trump?
Get involved. Kids need to be educated.
Oh, yes.
The reason he says that is because the head of Donald Trump's campaign in Jefferson County, Colorado, is 12 years old.
Ha 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 ha. See, I get that. I understand how a 12-year-old thinks he needs to vote for Donald Trump. I get it.
12 years old.
Well, your brain's not formed all the way, right?
They say, on paper, his mother, Laurel, is the official field coordinator.
Yeah.
But she gives her son most of the responsibility. And she's trying to show other parents, God. Democrat or Republican.
Listen, you brainwashed
that
your child.
You should get your kids involved. Your kids don't need to get involved in politics.
Your
kids don't need. I don't. First of all, nothing irritates me more than listening to a kid opine on politics. Like these. Remember that Republican snot that they rolled out not that long ago?
Yeah.
It was a black kid. And it was like, oh, my God. He put some YouTube videos out criticizing Obama. So we love him. And then he was the darling of the right and everything. And all of a sudden, I'm listening to a 13-year-old. Who now all of a sudden has merch.
Right, right.
And is spouting about the deficit. Shut the fuck up.
Just go be a YouTube star and leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
Go play soccer. Go outside. You have your whole life to get upset about everything. Or you can organize campaigns your whole life. You're a child. Go fucking play baseball, dummy. Go have fun.
This is...
Hey, Jefferson, I'm good. You?
In one of the most important elections of our lifetime...
I understand you signed up to volunteer for the Trump campaign.
In one of the most important counties in the state...
Mom?
The Donald Trump campaign is relying on 12-year-old Weston Eimer.
I am the co-chair for the Jefferson County Trump campaign.
We found him Friday putting the final touches on the Jefferson County field office, opening tomorrow in Wheat Ridge,
What's
a place where volunteers will gather... to get out the vote.
Last year at school, kids would bully me.
Weston admits sitting behind the big desk may not always be the coolest thing to do, but he loves it now and hopes to inspire others.
Get involved. That's what I'm going to say. Just get involved. Kids need to be educated.
I'm putting
you. Oh, God, you're 12 years old. You don't need to be talking about major political issues. Maybe, you know, I mean, it's good that I mean, it's bad that she's mom's instilling Trumpian values in this kid. How heinous. But
racism, sexism.
Well, right.
Xenophobia.
Because these are the ones that were here earlier.
Of course, on paper, his mom is the official field coordinator. But she hopes giving her son so much responsibility teaches other parents, Democrat or Republican.
But you're OK.
Fuck
you're a big ticket donor.
Right.
In Colorado, in Jefferson County. Maybe you're like, I'm going to donate $50,000 to the Trump campaign. How do I do that?
Oh, call up this kid.
And you're, hi.
Let me take your credit card information.
Maybe I want to see what kind of an infrastructure you guys have. I'd like to meet you for lunch. Oh, well, I can't go anywhere that's under 21. It's not allowed.
Some things you just need adults to do. I'm sorry.
And I think it just delegitimizes it.
Absolutely.
It's an interesting... Put the kid to work. Yeah, okay, it's a novelty. Have him have fun and get involved. That's great.
It make you sad?
But you don't put him in charge. This is
sad.
Ridiculous.
An innocent child's talking about how you got to go vote for Trump.
Scary.
You know when I did that kids' TV show?
He's white. I forgot to...
Oh,
not that it matters, but... You'll be shocked to learn that
oh my God.
Little Weston Eimer is blonde hair, blue eyed.
Eimer. Yeah. I was in that television show and we did an episode where I did a tandem hang gliding thing. Like I was strapped on to this other dude who was
that shoot in the valley?
Oh yes, it was. It was on VHS. I went up hang gliding in tandem. You hang under the other hang glider, but you're like in this cocoon thing. You're strapped in.
Right.
But the
like a bomb getting ready to drop.
You know who helped me get into the straps and checked everything before I went up? The guy's son. 11 years old.
Ooh, probably, yeah. I guess I don't have a problem with that. He's probably
he said,
knows
I think you have this in right.
Oh, that's not.
And I was an asshole. I didn't mean to say anything. So I just asked the guy, like, I just want to double check and make sure this is right. Oh, Andy checked you out, right? Oh yeah, your child.
Andy's balls haven't dropped yet. I'm not trusting him with my life.
We were up five.
His decision making skills.
I'm being towed by an ultralight aircraft, just 1,500 feet up in the sky. I'm sorry if I don't want to. It was Velcro anyway. What does it matter? I want a fucking adult checking.
Put my life in the 11-year-old's hands.
He doesn't know anything, and he shouldn't. He's a goddamn child. It makes me sad that this kid is like, he doesn't know. Since there's no like
this kid, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way. How are you a young person growing up in today's culture and you gravitate towards this asshole?
Sadder
Trump
would be to listen to him talk about the issues.
Oh yeah. Oh, that would be horrifying. Does he want to build a wall?
Because if you ultimately listen to, I guess, a little liberal kid talk about the issues, what do they want? They want equality for everyone. They want everyone to have access to health care. They want the world to not turn into a polluted, overheated hellscape.
Right.
They want everybody to be nice to everybody else and everybody to be treated equally and have equal access to everything.
Yes.
Help people who need it. And maybe even we agree as a society to help people who need it less even. Why not free healthcare for everybody? Why not free, well, we figure out we have one less fucking... Did you put the story up that we're missing trillions of dollars from the defense budget? Did you see that?
No, I don't remember that.
I'm going to have to...
I forgot.
I'll save it for tomorrow, but there's... Some audit came out that hardly got that much news.
Trillions?
With a T. Like,
fuck.
I don't know. Maybe it's over there somewhere. We're not really sure. That you'll be surprised to learn that the defense industry and our defense part of the government ain't great at keeping track of shit.
There's a guy. I mean, that is insane. You know, that tent city that I told
you can't touch the defense. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
But that's untouchable. If you go to Congress and you say, we need to audit this. Look, you guys, you're talking about the waste in government. The biggest waste in all of our government is coming from the biggest chunk of our budget, which is the fucking defense part.
We don't need that much money.
You hate America. God, you're weakening us.
These assholes never watch 24. It comes down to one guy, Jack Bauer, with usually a snappy little satchel and a little leather. You know, they always dress
duct tape.
Yeah. You ever notice the leather jacket they put Jack in every season is like, really stock. He's like, that's a $700 jacket. And that satchel he's got, that little newsboy satchel.
Yeah.
His merce.
Yeah.
It's all That's the guy that saves the day at the end. It's not some big plane or anything. It's always Jack Bauer. Last 45 minutes.
The metrosexual.
Yes.
With the gun.
Yeah. He's also 4 feet tall.
So, yeah, I don't... I think this is... If it's like a small town somewhere where nobody gives a fuck, maybe that's one thing. But this is the biggest county in fucking Colorado.
Yes.
And the head of the Trump campaign, on paper... is the mom.
Right.
But if this kid's really running the show.
Oh, he is. He's totally running the show. You imagine your child is into Trump. To me, isn't that like... Well, wait. That was a story of...
How sad.
Family Ties. You remember that show?
Right, right.
It was a sitcom starring...
And they made fun of Michael James... Michael James Benson. Oh. Michael J. Fox.
Michael James Benson, local comedian.
Comedian
LA,
here.
He performs all over the place.
That's right.
He might
at
be listening.
MJB Comedy,
hey,
friend
Benson.
Of the show.
Yeah.
What's up, Benson?
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
You know, it is funny. I've heard sometimes Michael James Benson gets compared to Michael J. Fox, like, because of his hair. Isn't that weird? I don't know. I don't know why I bring that. It doesn't matter. They use the same conditioner.
They do.
Well, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
The 12-year-old. We're just finishing up.
Oh, yeah. Family Ties with Michael Gross, you know.
But don't you think that kind of lends more to the argument of they don't give a shit? They don't want to win? It's like, fuck it. We're not going to win Colorado.
Who cares?
I know it's a swing state, but screw it. Let's put a 12-year-old in charge.
Who cares?
We'll get some publicity off of it.
Right. I think,
and he'll have a show on the Trump channel.
I think that idea that he doesn't care anymore makes sense if you think about, like, he's buddying up with that Roger Ailes, that hippo, and all those other like right wing media loons.
Right.
He's starting his own thing.
Yeah.
You say that you think he's starting his own media group, like Sarah, like God, I was about to say like Sarah Jessica Parker, and I meant
who's well known.
Sarah Palin.
She,
ah! I'd vote for Sarah Jessica Parker before, you know, Sarah Palin.
I've got a...
I bet she's a lib.
In the last few minutes... Oh, I would hope, yeah. I think the last few minutes here, I've got a quick clip here.
Yes.
This is a guy who is running for Congress.
Yes.
In Florida.
Fuck ye.
He's a former Secret Service agent. His name is Dan... it's probably Bonino, but it's B-O-N-G-I-N-O, Bongino. Bonino, Bonino. Is running for Congress.
Boingo, boingo.
And he's getting his ass handed to him. He's never won, and it's happening again. He lost in Maryland in 2012.
Ooh.
Then for the Senate. Then he lost again in Congress in 2014.
Oh,
they can't
shit.
They couldn't convince anybody in Maryland to vote for this guy.
Okay.
Now he all of a sudden went down to Florida.
He's killing
and
it.
He's running down in the 19th district. Even despite the fact that his permanent residence in Florida is on the other side of the state and not in that district. I don't know how that works.
I don't give a fuck. I'll tell you how it works. Fuck you.
So this Politico reporter caught up with him, and it doesn't he calls him up. I'm gonna fast forward to the
ringing,
to the juicy parts.
Yes. Are they having phone sex or something?
He gets it doesn't go well.
What are you wearing?
The gentleman, the former congressman,
fuck you,
loses his shit.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't even realize.
Who's is this guy a Republican?
It's a 17-minute phone call. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Absolutely.
That's awesome. 17 minutes.
Well, here I'm reading. Mark, you're not interested in anything. You're a total bullshit artist with zero credibility. He says of the author. He's upset because he's being called out on his carpetbaggery.
Carpetbaggery.
You know, and the fact that he is never been anywhere near this district.
And he's running it?
And
it's fucking Florida.
He's running for...
You've been to Florida.
Yeah.
Eh.
You think they don't care that somebody lives on the other side of the state, though?
Don't you think sometimes these GOP idiots, don't you think you could do a better job running a place with just a spreadsheet and never going there? His email? I bet you could. Do you think... I'm serious.
Send a 12-year-old down to run everything. Yeah.
Do you think you would be a better president than Trump? I mean, don't you think you could run it? You're good with Excel. Just put a spreadsheet. You organize it right.
Spreadsheets.
Just organize it.
I'm grossly not qualified to be president.
Why?
But I'm not saying that Trump is any more qualified than me.
Yeah.
I don't find success at business to be a qualifier. We've talked about that before. I don't. In fact, the inherent sociopathy of being a successful businessman and successful businesses,
yes,
and profitable corporations.
Oh yeah,
I think that would be a strike against you for me if someone who has spent their life extracting as much capital out of
the system as you can. Can you fucking believe Barack Hussein Obama? It was a mark against him that he was a community organizer.
Right.
That to me that's who we want running our country. We should want that.
He tried to help black people vote.
I didn't realize how fucking late it was.
And shit like that. Yeah.
God.
Quite spectacular. You know what? In fact, I can't find, this is like a 20-minute clip and I'm trying to find
this guy lives in his fucking
actual
mind.
I'll find that for tomorrow. But this guy at one point screams, "Go fuck yourself."
Oh, I love it. The congressman or the reporter?
The congressman.
Oh, shit.
Who's not going to be. He's getting his ass handed to him.
Go
again.
Fuck yourself.
The reporter says to him, "So let's see. You moved down to Florida after losing two campaigns in Maryland. You say you're going to stay in Maryland and fight, but then you tuck tail and run away to Florida. You go look to run in District 18. You see you're not going to be able to win there." So he looked into running where he bought a house.
Yeah.
And then he thought, "I'm going to get killed." So then he says, "Well, I'm going to go try to run in District 19.
Yeah, these idiots in Florida. Who gives a fuck?
You're running in District 19. You're losing there. The reporter said, you're like a professional political candidate who loses. The guy loses it. You're a disgusting real piece of shit, he says. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. You don't know why I moved to Florida, motherfucker. You shut your mouth, you fucking coward.
You know,
this is a former Secret Service agent. So, I mean, again,
I love that statement. You don't know why I moved to Florida, you motherfucker. Right. That's insane.
I got allergies, you asshole.
I don't know why I moved to Florida. That's so funny. Why else did you?
I'm going to get the exact moment that he says that. But because sadly, the story I have it on, they just put it like the whole 20-minute fucking.
You're a professional
clip down there,
politician and never got elected.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know.
Forward. Again, for the 15th time, we do not have one donor in the district, and we have communicated this information to the neighborhood.
That's not in that story he's linking to. You're not answering my question about that story.
See, we need more. We need more. Reporters doing this shit.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Who's knocking out of the park is Joy Reid, who's amazing over on MSNBC, even though they're deliberalifying over there. Joy Reid is amazing because she's been sitting in on a lot and hosting a lot of these some of these afternoon shows and shit. And she's got her own show on the weekends. But there's been four or five clips recently of Joy Reid not letting a Trumpalo or a Trump spokesgoblin get away with any bullshit. And another one like from yesterday where one of these spokespeople was talking to Joy Reid and she's like, no, you're not going to do that on my show. You're not going to lie on my show about that. That's crap. You're not going to lie on my show. So,
Jeez. But
had they been doing that from the fucking beginning instead of Morning Joe, that's what's the funny thing about this whole Morning Joe battle is still fuck Morning Joe, because Morning Joe helped.
Giving him a warm blowjob every morning. Every morning, they just been cupping his balls.
And now all sanctimonious, like, oh, I can't believe they're going to vote for Donald Trump. He's so crass.
They were helping Donald Trump get elected by having him on, by humanizing
the Trump
this
phone
fuck.
Every morning, the Trump
every morning,
line.
They laugh, they giggle,
oh, Donald,
blah, blah, blah.
Remember Mika? Oh, Donald.
They're talking to a racist motherfucker running for the highest office in the land, and they're making him seem normal.
Like they tried confronting him. They would confront him. They would softball.
Oh, yes.
Well, what about this Mexicans are rapist things, Donald? You know, that's not very nice. And he would be like, well, you know, they don't send
Jesus
their best people
Christ.
and wink, wink. And then they would be, oh, Donald.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd move on to the next. They wouldn't let him get away. You know, they let him get away with that shit.
Jeff Scarborough's like, oh, please, let me have a turn at the orange cock.
Unlike Chris Matthews, who at least at one time kept Trump talking and got Trump to say, yeah, you got to punish him. You got to punish those
you know, they should make
abortions.
A rule. The only person allowed to interview Donald from here on out is Matthews.
All right.
He's the best.
We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here. Don't forget, everything's at crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher, et cetera, et cetera. Our Amazon hole also, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Yeah, back tomorrow. You okay?
Follow him on Instagram, too.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.